Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantastic Duo Podcast, episode number one, with my boy here, Mr. Steve. What's up, Steve?
What's up, Mr. Cardoza?
You know, it's funny. How are you feeling?
We got Steve Cardenas and Alex Cardoza. So Cardoza and Cardenas in the house for the Fantastic Duo Show. Welcome, welcome, everybody. We appreciate you guys joining us and listening in on our very first podcast. And I think probably we're going to let Alex kind of tell us what we're going to do, kind of what we're going to talk about as well, too. You know, kind of give people an idea of format of the show, yeah?
Sure, man. So I'm definitely going to take a hold of this train real quick here for Steve. And one of the things that we want to emphasize to your fan base and everybody else who's coming on my end that listens and has listened and supports me as well, is that we're going to be talking about a lot of different pop culture icon stuff here, celebrities, obviously Power Ranger talk. That's going to have to be a must because people are going to have tons of questions for you, Steve.
That's what we're here for, I think. Yeah.
But on today's show, we're literally going to be introducing ourselves to you and kind of like laying down what the rest of this show is going to bring to you guys out there. And one of the things that I want to start off with today is I just want to get it right off the bat. And I want to talk about you, Steve. I want to know really quickly before I get into myself, how did you like get into the TV industry? Was it because of your martial arts background? Because you're like hot level martial artist, aren't you not?
Yeah. Back in the day, I was a little bit more skilled than I am now. Age has sort of taken over a little bit. But I've been doing martial arts ever since I was 12 years old. I was a big fan of like all the kung fu movies and all that stuff. And The Karate Kid was like my favorite movie because as a young kid, I used to get bullied a lot because I was sort of like this kid who didn't have really good social skills. And even though I was just trying to make friends with kids and stuff, I ended up annoying them and pissing them off and whatnot. And so I used to get picked on and beat up quite a bit, just because I just, you know, did not have those, you know, social skills that many people have. So as a result, you know, I used to get beat up a lot and bullied and stuff. And then I saw that movie, The Karate Kid. And for me, it was like an eye opener. I was like, I need to learn martial arts, you know, so I can kick all these guys' asses that are picking on me all the time. One of those kind of things. And so, of course, my family didn't have the money to pay for martial arts. We grew up pretty poor. So I remember I was 12 years old and I just kind of had this epiphany. I was like, you know, there was a karate school right down the street from my house. And I used to always stare in the window all the time. And I was just like, you know, maybe I'll just go in and just ask them if, you know, maybe we can make a trade of some kind, you know? So I told them, I said, look, I don't have any money. I told them, the head instructor said, I don't have any money, but if you would be willing to like, let me sweep the floors and clean the windows and the bathrooms and all that stuff, in exchange for lessons, would you be, you know, down to do something like that? And I thought for sure the guy would be like, look, kid, I don't need anything like that. But I appreciate your help. But to my surprise, he was like, okay, I'll give you a shot. And I was like, wow. And after that, I was like hooked. You know what I mean? Like every single day after school, I'd go and I'd do a little cleanup and then I'd go and I'd take my classes, you know? And just being there so much, I mean, I was just so obsessed with it. So, you know, in love with the idea of martial arts that I was just all the time. And so you pick up a lot, you know what I mean? Like you pick up a lot. And I just sort of had this natural, you know, kind of talent for it. And, you know, never knowing or dreaming that it would ever take me into any of this other kind of stuff, you know? But, you know, we used to do a lot of competitions. I used to do a lot of competing. I grew up in Texas, obviously. And, you know, we would do a lot of what they call forms competitions. Forms competitions are like these, like a display of your martial arts techniques, but in like a dance routine almost, you know what I mean? So it's like, you imagine that there's four people on any side of you and you move, you do all your moves together in a pattern to be able to display your martial arts skills. And then you have a team of judges that will judge you and they score points based on that. And whoever has the best, the highest score will be the winner for that particular part of the competition. So I used to do that a lot. mean? Like, because I did a little gymnastics as well too. So I always used to kind of mix it up and made it really flashy. And then, you know, so without even realizing it, I was preparing for powering, you know what I mean? Without even realizing it or knowing it. And then one day I was probably about, I was about 20 years old. I was living in Dallas and, you know, the Power Rangers show had already been on the air for 1 year at this point. And it was massively popular. I mean, I used to watch the show, you know, because I mean, anything that was martial arts on TV, I used to watch it for sure.
Well, and how old were you at this time then?
At this time, I was 20. I was 20 years
old. Okay.
But I looked a little young for my age or whatever. But yeah, I was 20 and I was teaching martial arts at this point because, you know,
wow,
coming up the ranks through, you know, when I was told you I was like training every day after school and stuff. I was also not only cleaning the school and everything, but I was also like an apprentice, you know, I was learning everything about martial arts and not only that, but the martial arts business as well. So my whole goal and my whole mindset was I was going to be a martial arts instructor. I wanted to own a studio. I wanted to teach other people and so on and so forth. That was my goal. So I was already on my way there. I was running a martial arts studio in Dallas. I was 20 and the kids used to talk about this show Power Rangers all the time. So I was familiar with it. I used to watch it because I would have something to talk about with the kids when you know, we would do classes and stuff. So I was already real familiar with the show. And I, one day, I was hanging out at one of my buddy's dad's restaurant and a commercial on the radio came on the radio. And it said, if you live in the Dallas area and you know anything about martial arts or gymnastics, we are from the Power Ranger production crew and we are looking for new people to join the cast. So if you have any martial arts and gymnastics, come on down to the local TV station and try out this weekend, blah, 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 blah. So I just said, hey, I know how to do martial arts and gymnastics. I'll go down and give it a shot. and of course, when I got there, I did not expect this, but there was like about 5,000 people in the parking lot just waiting for an opportunity to try out for this show. So much like if you picture like American Idol, where everybody's all waiting outside to get their chance to go into the room and sit in front of the three judges, that's exactly what I had.
Right.
I was waiting in this big waiting room for my opportunity to go stand in front of the three casting directors that were sitting at a table. And it was exactly like American Idol in that sense, you know what I mean? And they gave me 30 seconds to show what I know how to do. And then they let me know on the spot if I was going to be able to get a callback or not. So when it came my turn, I just did kind of put together this martial arts routine that had, you know, all kinds of flashy stuff in it, flips and everything. And, you know, I guess they must've liked it because they were like, yeah, we'd like to give you a callback. So they called me back. Like that was on a Saturday when I auditioned, they called me back on a Monday and they said, yeah, we showed your video to the producers. They really liked it. And we'd like to fly you out to California to, I'm Savon, you know? And I was just like, that point I was freaking out. I'm like, wow, this is like, this could be big, you know, this could be real. So, the next day they put me on a flight, because I'm from Dallas to Burbank, California. And we got picked up and we got brought right to the Savon headquarters. And they essentially took the boardroom and moved a big giant table in the middle of the boardroom. They moved it over against the wall so that Chaim Savon and Shuki Levy and the casting directors could all sit at this big long board table and have a big empty space for us to do our stuff. And they had flown, they had picked three people from Dallas. They picked three people from Florida, three people from, from New York and all over the place. And they brought them all together to do this one big audition. And then they started like, they said, hey, let's see how this guy from New York looks like with this girl from Texas. Let's see how this guy from Texas looks like this with this girl from Florida. So they kind of mixed and matched just to see which group looked the best together. And then of course we had to show them our routines and stuff like that. And you know, so then I was just like, they were like, okay, great. Thank you very much. They sent us back to our hotel rooms. They said, we'll kind of let you guys know the next day. And they brought us back in the next day and sat us in a group of 12. And they said, we've narrowed it down to three people. These are your three people. And I was like, oh. So they picked myself, Eric, which coincidentally, all three of us came from Dallas. So we were all from that Dallas audition. So even though they were at that audition that day, I never met them. because obviously there was, you know, thousands of people there. So I didn't actually get to meet them until we all met at the airport to go to California. So so we got hired, we got the job, and then they were like, listen, we have to start filming right away. So we can't send you back home. So we're going to keep you in this hotel. And is there any way that, you know, a family member or whatever could mail your clothes to us? So I was like, I have to put into a box and shipped to me. So I had clothes, you know, and it was just the most bizarre thing. You know what I mean? Like in the span of 4 days, right? Because I auditioned on a Saturday and they flew me out on they called me on a Monday for the callback, flew me on a Tuesday, auditioned on Tuesday, and Wednesday they gave me the part. And then we immediately went right into production. So it was just insane. You know,
that's great.
Normal audition processes don't happen like that. Usually auditions are done over the span of several months when they're looking to cast people, but they were on a time crunch because the other three Rangers had quit the show and they needed to fill the slot pretty quickly. And so I just happened to be weirdly in the right place at the right time, the right casting director. I mean, like, it's just one of those weird things where everything kind of just fell into place. And my life has been different ever since, you know?
No, of course. So, and check it out, guys.
Go ahead.
No, yeah. So I see that, like, this like exactly what you said, it was like fate, man. You started your martial arts, you know, by working your ass off, you know, cleaning the dojo out and helping around. And you mean you, like, from 12 to 20, you put in a lot of time.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, everybody says, oh, right place at the right time. But what's important to understand when it comes to opportunity, you know what I mean? Like, you know, there is the right place and the right time factor, but you also have to have the right skill set too. You know what I mean? And this is not me bragging on myself or in any way, but it's just the way it goes. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you want to break into a certain field, you have to have a certain sort of skill set to start off with. And then from there, it's kind of like who you know and who you run into and who kind of like moves you along and also the timing of all that stuff like that. So, and that's kind of just how it is with life, period. But in this particular instance, it really, you know, changed my life. I mean,
do you remember at all, like, the person who was in front of you that went before you, and like, did you see them leave the audition or anything? Or like, were you just so hyper-focused on what you were doing that you kind of like blocked all that out?
Yeah, I mean, I do remember like a couple of people that were there at the audition with me. Matter of fact, one of the guys that I met while we were waiting in the big waiting room and stuff, you know, is a good friend of mine actually to this day. So his name is Cruz. And he was, you know, a pretty phenomenal martial artist as well, too. He was up in that same block that was auditioning at the same time I was. And, you know, we got to talking and we're like, you know, just talking about, oh, how cool would it be if this happens, blah, 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 the whole nine, right? And for whatever reason, he didn't get that call back. But I remained friends with him. And, you know, because I was a guy that was like running the studio and you know, stuff like that, once I left, well, that, you know, I wasn't there to run the studio anymore right. Either. This guy needed a job. So, you know, I recommended my instructor hire this guy to take my place since I was going to be gone. And that ended up working out really well. He ended up being, like, you know, part of our team for years and years after that with our martial arts studio. So good man.
That's amazing.
Cruz. So I did meet people and I do remember them. Yeah.
That's amazing. And you know what, for you guys that are listening to this, we're going to get, as episodes continue to drop, we're going to get further into like the back end stories. And, you know, I don't want to give away everything today. So, you know, because then it's just, that's it. Well, episode one dropped and have a great one, guys. But yeah, so like, you know, we're going to get deep into the stories, you know, obviously, I remember this. I mean, I'm not much like younger than you at all. So, you know, I remember watching it. I mean, what, this was in 96, 97, I want to say, right?
No, it was 94. Yeah.
Oh, I got 94.
I started filming in 94.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gee, okay. Yeah. So,
well, yeah, I'm a bit older than you think.
Probably. I mean,
I'm going to be 46 in 4 days on May 29th.
Oh, okay. So. Well, happy early birthday. And, but I'm going to be, Well, I turned 38 in March, so I'm definitely, yeah. So
dinosaurs. Dinosaurs. I
know, we're both dinosaurs, but you know, it's weird because around that time I'm still, you know, seventh, eighth grade, but you're already, you know, you're doing big things on the screen already, you know? So it's pretty crazy. Now with your martial arts background, have you done, after you got out of, I'm sorry, after you got into the show, were you able to keep up with your martial arts as much as you wanted to? I know that, you know, doing TV is strenuous, you know, so like, how was that?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt, you know, that it consumed a lot of time, you know, doing the show. We were working like 12-hour days. Now, luckily for us, you know, a good two days out of that week for sure were 12-hour days of us filming fight scenes. So we did a lot of that. So I was able to keep my martial arts up and my martial arts choreography and stuff because the stunt crews that we had were really good. So we ended up doing, you know, we ended up working harder. I was probably worked harder with my martial arts stuff once I got on the show than I was before I was on there, you know? And almost immediately once I got to California, and you know, we did the show for a little while and we did the movie and I was able to save up a little bit of money. I opened up a martial arts studio. So even though I was still filming the show and everything, I had opened up a martial arts studio that I would go and teach classes at after I was done filming for the day, on Power Rangers. So yeah, I mean, I was definitely keeping up with all of that stuff. Absolutely.
That's awesome, man. And you know, for you guys that are listening to this, a couple more things that I want to drop to you guys is the fact that we will be doing watch alongs here on the podcast as well. You know, something that people would be pretty much like, they enjoy it. People love listening to other people watching because they also watch along. So,
right. Exactly. Yeah. We right now, like, you know, as you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to your podcast right now, we're actually also recording this thing as well. And we will make that available to members that wanted to subscribe to that. And we're even giving people incentives to do so with prizes and stuff. You want to talk more about that, Alex?
Yeah, sure. So check it out, guys. So we have a Patreon page that we are obviously going to be putting the link in the description of this podcast, so you guys can go check it out. You could also just go to Patreon and search for the Fantastic Duo Show. You're going to see it come right up. We do have some amazing tiers. We would implore you to just go to the actual page and check out the tiers that you can subscribe to, because each one has a different amount of basically giveaways and prices and certain things that you can get, and they're all authentic. We're also going to be giving away, from what I know, I mean, he's holding it up right now. So if you guys are watching this on Patreon,
what we're going to do for the first week here, guys, is we're going to give away a prize here. What we have is the new Lightning, series from Hasbro, the, Blue Zeo guy with, I suppose that's supposed to be my face. I don't know how, you know, how it doesn't really look like me that much and try to compare it, but I don't. But anyway, these are really cool. They're the newest thing from Hasbro, and we're going to be giving one of these away. So if you subscribe to the video portion of our show, this is what makes you eligible for all the prizes and stuff like that. So definitely check that out. You've got the links for that. You go to Patreon, you look up the Fantastic Duo Show, right, Alex? That's how that works.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and like I mentioned before, you guys will be able to see it on our social media accounts as well. We're going to be always posting up what we're giving away that week on our Patreon. And the only way you can get it is obviously by joining our Patreon page at patreon.com/TheFantasticDuoShow.
Right. And also, too, just to add to that as well, when we do pick a winner from the people that subscribe every week, we're also going to be giving a call to that winner. And we're going to allow them to jump in on the podcast with us for a little bit. We'll do a little interview with them, so to speak. They'll be like a little mini co-host, you know, with us for a bit of time on the show that particular the week after. So we pick a winner for the week. We interview them. We give them their prize. And so that's a lot of fun. We're going to kind of get the audience involved, so to speak. So, you know, but like I said, that comes from when you subscribe to the Patreon portion of the show.
And that's one of the things that we want to do here. We want to be fan interactive. We want to be able to give back to those who gave to us, well, to you, you know, watching the show all those years. And, you know, people want to be able to, especially now with social media, to relate with others, especially those that they've watched growing up, like yourself. You know, and just that one-on-oneness, you know, and it's not going to end just there, guys. We're going to be doing, besides the watch-alongs, we're going to be doing special segments like Ask Steve Anything, Ask Myself Anything, like, you know, just every interaction that we can have with you guys who are part of the show, we're going to be putting out there, because that's what this is all about, the interactivity. We don't want you to just sit there listening. We want you to be a part of it any way that you can, you know, and yeah. Steve has a lot.
We have all kinds of, like, fun contests and all kinds of wacky stuff that we're going to be, you know, doing. And again, we want you guys to be a part of it all. So, you know, definitely stay tuned for a lot of the stuff that we're going to be doing.
Yeah. And for sure. Like, and if you guys are wondering who the hell is this weird dude speaking right now,
with Cardoza.
Yeah. With this icon of the television, networks, back in the day. Well, you know, my name, like I said before, it's just, my name's Alex. I kind of, grown up around watching Power Rangers, you know, and like everyone else, it was a fan. So this is kind of surreal for me to be sitting across from somebody, even though it's virtually, that I watched and wanted to learn martial arts from growing up. So, you know, there's always a side of me that has a little bit of the fan in him. And this is definitely one of those moments. So I want to thank you, of course, Steve, for taking the time to even speak to me and get this started, man.
This is exciting for me. You know what I mean? Like we've been talking for a long time, you know, about putting this thing together, and I'm glad that we're finally kicking it off, you know? Alex is a great producer, guys. I know he also does, you know, some podcasts for other celebrities as well too. Like, you also work with one of the Real Housewives of,
New Jersey. Yeah. So I work, I've worked on the show. I've worked on different podcasts with a couple of the housewives. I also have some other clients, but one of the things that I really, hang my hat on is just the fact that, you know, I served, from early 2001 to 2008 in the Marine Corps, you know, so I served basically during operations. Yeah, I've served during, Operation Iraqi.
Dude,
and,
that's
and
the real hero. That's the real hero.
No, you know, so,
hero, you know.
Hey, listen, you were a hero regardless on television. You played one on TV.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, you know, I mean, you know, what you did, obviously, it, you know, is massive as well. You know what I mean? Like, that's huge. If I think of myself as a hero in any kind of way, the only way I could see it is in the sense that, you know, like when I go to Comic Cons and stuff and I actually get to meet the fans and interact, and they come up and sometimes people come up and say, hey, you know, like, you know, I grew up really hard, or had a really hard childhood. And, you know, one of the bright spots in my day would be to sit down for half an hour and watch Power Rangers. And, you know, it would bring me a lot of joy, and you know, getting to meet you and stuff gives a lot of nostalgia. You were like a good part of my childhood, you know what I mean? So, you know, in that way, I guess, you know, kind of touching people's lives that way is, you know, is cool. And then of course, you know, people that come up and say, hey, you know, Steve, you really you're the reason I got into this, or you're the reason I got into this, or whatever, or your show was the reason I got into this, you know, whatever. Any of those things that, you know, make people, you know, want to strive to do something more positive with their lives, and we had a hand in that, is something that always is just humbling and, you know, to be a part of, for sure.
For sure. And it's still, you know, something that grows strong till today, you know, like people are still going to go back to that because of you. And just to close it off about me, you know, besides being a Marine and doing all that good stuff, you know, I got out, started getting into the movie business. So I do shorts. I've worked on small Netflix series. I've worked on long form stuff. Like, you know, I just keep myself busy, basically, instead of, you know, putting myself going crazy out there. I kind of just went into more craziness when it comes to producing and doing things like this with television and film. But let's really quickly, I want to touch upon your conventions. COVID has really put a crazy stamp on all of this. So are you thinking anytime this year you're going to go back?
Man, first of all, I say I have never spent so much time in at home. You know what I mean? Like, I always kind of like, you know, because with the shows, I was trapped with Comic Cons, you know, I spent, you know, a few days a week on the road traveling week after week after week. And the rest of the time when I wasn't traveling, I would stay home. You know what I mean? And for that reason, I thought I was a homebody, but like, this is like beyond anything. You know what I mean? Like, I think I've exhausted everything on Netflix, everything on Amazon, you know, and you know, not only, you know, as far as like, you know, not being able to go and do the cons and stuff, but not being able to train and work out jiu-jitsu, which is my only like form of training now that I really do. And jiu-jitsu involves another person. You know what I mean? Like, yes. It's symbiotic. You can't do jiu-jitsu with yourself, you know? So I've kind of been, you know, going stir crazy, to be quite honest, you know? And yes, a lot of shows have been canceled, sadly, but we're hoping that by June or July, things are going to open up enough that we can start to go out and meet and greet some people some more. We might have to meet at a distance sort of thing, but, you know, still the opportunity for people to, you know, get autographs and actually meet us and chat us up and stuff. I'm hoping that that's going to open up soon. 2021, of course, my guess is, you know, as long as they sort of start to contain this thing somehow, I'm hoping that that'll really open everything up. But for now, the rest of this year is a little bit touch and go. So your guess is good as mine, Alex. I have no idea. But yeah, as of now, I mean, like, all my March shows got canceled. April shows got canceled. My May shows have been canceled. June shows looks like they're all canceled. So doesn't look like I'm going to start doing appearances till maybe July.
Wow, that's crazy. That's insane. When you think about, we've lived this long on this earth and this is happening now, you know, at this time.
It's pretty unprecedented, you know what I mean? And, you know, I mean, I'm not one who likes to get political or anything like that, just because, you know, like, I don't like to ever alienate people and stuff. But I think one thing we can agree on is that, you know, if we're going to start opening up, we need to be able to have, like, ways that we can get people tested for this stuff, you know? And that's one thing that we're lacking on for sure, is we do not have enough tests out there. But, you know, I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, you know,
no, you're right. You're right.
A huge hit, and people need to start working again. So it's like, you know, people are like, you know, like putting a toe in the water, you know, so to speak, because we've got to get back to work. There's no question about it.
I agree about that. And, you know, one of the things that we definitely want to, you know, once the podcast starts rolling and this beast starts taking over is, you know, we'd like to hopefully one day do some type of live podcast for people out there, you know, like somewhere where people can meet us. And, you know, it'll be cool to kind of just like, again, it's all about you guys, the ones listening right now. So that would be something cool.
We'll definitely be doing the Comic-Con scene as well. So you'll be able to catch us doing these podcasts where we're going to, you know, once the crowds are start to come back and we start to do these Comic-Cons again more full time, you can expect to see it instead of Alex and I looking at each other across from the screen, we'll be sitting side by side and we'll be interviewing the fans and we're going to get everybody involved and have all kinds of cool, crazy, like, you know, games and dares that we'll make people do and stuff in order to win prizes and stuff at these conventions and whatnot. But all of it's going to be just for fun and you know, just for entertainment and just to do something different, you know, like on the road.
That's why we want you guys to make sure you subscribe to us, you know, any way you can through either Apple or Spotify. I mean, there's so many platforms out there, however you want to listen to us, we're here. Also, you know, once these cons start picking up, you know, we'd love to see you out there. I know, Steve, I've watched footage of you on YouTube and you know, you're always so welcoming and opening to everyone. And I see how you treat everyone with the same respect that they treat you, which is amazing. You know, like, other people are not, you know, it's sad to say, let things like what you have done in the past get to them. And you've always been welcoming, you know?
Yeah, it's true. You know, I mean, like, you know, you nailed it, actually. I mean, I've done a lot of conventions and I've met all kinds of, you know, actors from all kinds of different genres. And, you know, they're at these shows, but some of them are just like not happy or excited to be there. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, like, I don't want to be remembered for that. thing, you know what I mean? But it's like, hey, that's the most popular thing. That's the thing that sustained you, got you started, or whatever it may be, you know, and you can't embrace it for a weekend to let fans come up and tell you how awesome you are and give you money. Like, I don't understand, you know what I mean? Like, how can you not be happy to be there? I mean, without your fans, like, you're nothing, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't exist. So, you know, for you not to embrace them or to be off put by them, it's incredibly selfish, in my opinion. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, like, people have a perception about you, and that's just the way it is. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you didn't ask for it, you know, in a sense, if that particular responsibility might have been hoisted on you or whatnot. Yeah. But the fact is that you did the job, and you're there now to meet these people that want to meet you for this particular thing. And you need to embrace it. I really feel that. I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, I've been asked the same questions, you know, 1500 times. But even though I've said the answer 1500 times, the person that's sitting across from me, it's their first time hearing it. You know what I mean? And I don't want myself to be so jaded from the people that have like asked me the same thing before 1000 times that when this person comes up and asks me, I'm like, oh, really?
Right,
this
question? Right, exactly.
Yeah. Because then, you know, it doesn't serve them and it only makes me look bad. You know what I mean? So, you know, people pay for the experience of meeting them. And, you know, I think that in that respect, you have an obligation to serve the people that way, you know,
no matter
what you might be feeling, you know, or maybe whether or not you want to escape that part of it, you know, don't want to do it. Don't do the convention. You know what I mean? Don't agree to do the show if you're going to be, you know,
100%. I agree.
You know?
Yeah. And
off on a rant there.
He just went off on a rant, everyone. You know, you just forgive him there because he's speaking the truth. So when you're speaking the truth and you're confident about what you're saying, you kind of like you got to let it out. Steve, really quickly, you want to let before we wrap this up a couple things. Let everyone know. Are we to expect perhaps maybe some special friends to drop by once in a while, and you know, surprises, or even just pre-plan them so people understand this episode you have to watch? You know,
absolutely, guys. You know, one of the benefits that you know I've had of doing these conventions is that I've been able to cultivate some really good relationships with some really cool people. And again, a lot of them are my Power Ranger friends. But you know, I've got to meet people from all different, walks of life from the different genres. And so you could definitely expect we're going to have some guests on this show with us. So, get excited about that. And then, you know, I'm going to bring some of these people back multiple times in the sense of like, you know, they'll almost be co-hosts with us, you know, or they'll come and do whole episodes with us, together. So, look for that. I don't want to spoil it with like which ones we're going to have, but believe me, before that show airs, we'll let you know who's going to be on there with us and so on and so forth. So be on the lookout for that. I'm very excited to have guest hosts. You know, who knows, maybe there might even be times from time to time where, you know, I might not even be on the show that week and we'll have another cool guest just hosting the thing along with Alex here, you know? So it'll be a lot of fun, you know, and again, this is a new adventure for us. So, you know, there's a lot of different directions that it can go. There's certain things that we have planned, but there's going to be other things that are going to pop up that we're just going to surprise everybody with. So,
and that's basically one of the reasons why you want to subscribe, and you want to not only subscribe here to the podcast, you definitely want to subscribe to the Patreon. Let me explain a little bit further about the Patreon before we get off of here. Guys, the Patreon is the way that you're going to be able to interact with Steve one-on-one. From starting from tier one, we have so many great things that we're going to be giving to you, the fans, the friends that are going to be part of the show. And also, it's a good way to support the podcast because this will also give us the longevity that we need and the podcast to grow, not only from the vantage point where we can probably put something together where we can meet people live, but also like we can upgrade the podcast, whether it be cameras, whether it be the recording equipment that Steve has there at home. Everything is being used.
It'll also give us that opportunity to get the sponsors that we will need to really elevate the show to the next level as well too. So the earlier that you guys can start supporting us through this, the sooner we'll be able to start bringing you know, more fantastic aspects to the show as well too. So, you know, but all of that being said, and I know we're probably going to wrap up real soon, I just want to tell everybody, you know, thank you. Like, seriously, like, you guys have grown up with us, and we've kind of, like, you know, and it's, I mean, we were kind of young too, so we've grown up with the fans now as well too, especially in the last 10 years, and it's been a real blessing, you know, like that, you know, and we appreciate you guys being lifelong fans like this for so long. You know, it was something we never expected when we got started on the show, that this many years later, people would still have this much love for the Rangers and what we brought. So, I appreciate that. I mean, appreciate you guys letting me, you know, come into your phones or your computers right now through this podcast as well too. So I hope you'll just continue to support us, and we're going to continue to give back as much as we can by doing all kinds of, you know, fun and interesting guests for you, and cool prize giveaways and grand prize giveaways and all kinds of stuff like that. So just stay tuned. And, you know, once again, thanks a lot. So Alex, will you take us out?
Yeah, so for sure, guys, check this out. You're going to be able to listen to us every single Monday. We're going to be dropping a hot new podcast for you. It's going to be on absolutely every single podcast platform. If you guys want to get the video portion of this and watch us and be part of it, there's the Patreon, patreon.com, and search for The Fantastic Duo Show. We'll also be probably twinkering things like having people maybe watch live and be part of the whole show, just watch there and sit there, as opposed to wait till the podcast to drop. And that's all being part of the Patreon. You're gonna get it first. That's what this whole thing is. We are giving back. So really quickly, Steve, I'm pretty sure everybody who's gonna be listening to this knows where to find you, but where can they, not your address, but like your
yeah, hey guys, come on, somebody come over and hang out with me. I got a bar in the back. You can, I have Twitter and I have Facebook, guys. But if you honestly want to be able to, like, interact with me, or if you want to be able to know where I do most of my stuff, is on Instagram. So it's, Steve Cardenas, PR, and PR is for Power Ranger. So, if you guys want to follow me, there at the, you know, like I said, at Steve Cardenas, PR. And then, of course, definitely follow Alex at Alexis Cardoza as well. You need to follow both of us and keep up with all the stuff, because we're going to keep, you know, you abreast on those social media pages as to, you know, the upcoming shows and what's going to be involved and, you know, what to look forward to from week to week. So definitely follow us for sure.
For sure, guys. Once again, thank you again for listening. Thank you, Steve, for this new venture that we're about to take off and take over with. And with that being said, Steve, drop that hotline, bro.
Holla! It's morphin' time!
Later, guys.
Yeah. May the power protect you guys. Thank you all so much.